Say, if you were around, what were you doing about 30 years ago? Well, Will Steger and two other Minnesotans were reaching the top of the world by dog sled. Remember that? Will Steger says that trip to the North Pole made his career as a climate change educator. It led to hundreds of speaking engagements in an education organization that's marking its 10th anniversary this week. Reporter Elizabeth Dunbar sat down with Steger and some of his fellow explorers to reflect on the journey.
We're right at East Chariot Island, right on the Mississippi River here where I live.
Will Steger's heart may be in the wilderness, but his houseboat in St. Paul is where he gets things done.
As you can see, I have everything here. I have a great stove and a washer and dryer. I'm the only houseboat down here with an actual bathtub.
The houseboat has a fancy gas stove, skylights, and custom woodwork Steger made himself.
It's almost like a floating office with a bed and a kitchen.
The impetus for moving from Ely to St. Paul, at least for the fall and winter months, came a little over 10 years ago. Steger had already been to the Arctic and Antarctica. He witnessed climate change in a way most people haven't and had been talking about it. But it wasn't until 2002 that the pace of change really hit him.
I was in Ely in March and reading the Minneapolis Tribune, and I think it was page 9 or 10, I opened it up and it said, Larsen B. Ice Shelf disintegrates.
Steger had stood on that ice in 1989.
And it was the largest land feature I'd ever seen. And looking at it, it, of course, looked like it was forever.
But just 12 years later, it was mostly gone.
That changed my life.
Soon after, Steger moved to St. Paul to speak to more people about climate change. And he pushed Minnesota policymakers from both sides of the aisle to adopt renewable energy laws to address the problem. In 2006, he launched the Will Steger Foundation, which is now called Climate Generation, to improve climate literacy among K-12 students and teachers. In 2007 and 2008, Steger led Arctic expeditions to Baffin and Ellesmere Islands to document the impact of climate change on local communities. Students and teachers across the country incorporated the experience into their lesson plans. He came back from those trips talking about melting sea ice, but also about how the group braved extreme temperatures and made it 1,400 miles by dog sled across Ellesmere Island's fjords, mountain ranges, and ice shelves.
People want to hear about people.
Toby Thorleifsen, a Norwegian climate educator, was on the Ellesmere Island expedition and says Steger and other explorers have a unique perspective on climate change.
I mean, he's been an extraordinarily important voice because this issue very often gets bogged down in politics or in ideology.
It's a different way to talk about what's going on.
Anne Bancroft was on Steger's 1986 North Pole expedition and is the first woman known to have crossed both poles, earning the distinction after a 1993 trek across Antarctica. She says storytelling has been a powerful way to reach those for whom climate change is not top of mind.
It stops a room when you say that you show a picture of traveling to the North Pole in 1986 as a 30-year-old on the back of a dog sled, and you say that that is no longer something that you could do. It is a dramatically different place.
Just last month, the Arctic Ocean was 25 degrees above normal in some areas, and sea ice hit record low levels. Steger and Bancroft weren't there to document that, but they say they didn't need to be. While the Arctic warming may not have made many headlines here, Minnesota was experiencing a historically warm fall. The Twin Cities easily broke its record for the longest growing season.
It's nice having a warm winter down here, but what that means to, you know, globally and for the future of humanity and the life as we know it, it's pretty sobering.
So while it's gotten easier for people to understand climate change impacts, Steger says there's still plenty work to do on the solutions, especially when the political divide on climate change seems wider than ever. Steger says he believes the answer is clean energy and the economic opportunities the energy transition could bring. Reporting on the environment, Elizabeth Dunbar, Minnesota Public Radio News.